You're listening to SBS News.
With campaigning for the US election entering its final stages, record numbers of voters have submitted their ballots early across a number of crucial battleground states. Early voting was a key sticking point for the Trump campaign in 2020, which made unproven claims of vote rigging. For more about the final sprint to the White House, reporter Thais Okutsi spoke with Lee Drutman, a senior fellow at the New America think tank.
In 2020, we saw that mail-in ballots were a focus of the Trump campaign's claims of vote rigging. Is that still a worry this year, do you think?
Well, I'm sure the Trump campaign will throw many vote rigging claims against the proverbial wall if they do not win. This year, the foreshadowing has been all about non-citizen voting challenges. They've been raising quite a fuss about the idea that somehow non-citizens are going to rig the election, which is just completely factually unlikely. But that's where we are. So something, if they lose, there are enough things that they've put out there that they can then return to and claim that the election was rigged against them. So who knows what the narrative will be after election night.
Just in some of those sort of key battleground states, have you seen those votes going one way or the other? Is there indication yet as to which way they're going?
At this point, it's really hard to read anything into the early voting. Generally, Democrats have been more likely to do early voting. So I've seen all kinds of projections about what this means. I think most of them are just trying to find some pattern in the noise at this point. There's a lot of noise, not a whole lot of signal at this point in the early voting from my read of it.
And we've seen both candidates, of course, crisscrossing the country. They're spending a lot of their time campaigning in those battleground states. Are you seeing any sort of real signs of movement one way or the other?
The remarkable thing about this election is just how perfectly flat the polling has been, and just how dead even it is. It really feels like nothing is moving in either direction, and so a lot's just gonna come down to how the marginal voters are feeling on election day.
And the big story, of course, we're seeing now is Trump claiming that the British Labour Party is illegally interfering in the election by sending its volunteers to help the Harris campaign. But of course, Trump's also had foreign politicians like Nigel Farage, among others, openly supporting his campaigns. Do you think it is foreign interference, and how damaging do you think that could be?
I don't think anything is particularly damaging to anybody at this point. So many people have made up their minds. So few people are undecided at this point that I don't know what could come out between now and election day that would change anybody's mind. It's truly remarkable how dug in everybody is in this country and how little room there is for maneuver. Despite all the activity, everything is just really at a deadlock, at a stalemate, and it will be decided by a very narrow margin.
Now, just onto the issue of money in politics, we see, you know, the money raised in the US at such vast high numbers, but we also have individuals like Elon Musk and Bill Gates contributing millions of dollars out of their own pocket. How much of a difference do you think that will make, and how much of a role does, you know, financing play in the campaign?
Well, I mean, political campaigns in the U.S. are now a multi-billion-dollar enterprise, billion with a B, which is absolutely insane. It's just an insane amount of money that goes into these elections, and what it does is it just floods social media and airwaves and lawns with just Harris, Trump. It's just a deluge of advertising and doesn't make any difference? It's really hard to tell. It seems like nothing is really making a difference. Everybody's minds are just made up, but people are willing to give money because they feel like the stakes are really high. So more money comes in and more spending and more money and more spending. And it's just an endless wave of money.
I also understand you've campaigned for reform to the way elections are held. We've seen that very complicated electoral college system. Do you think that the increased pressure on it may force a change to the way elections are held in the future?
Well, the Electoral College is pretty entrenched in the US Constitution, so it would take a constitutional amendment to dislodge it, which seems unlikely given the current polarized moment. But you never know. Things could change. Stranger things have happened. There have been various moments in US history in which we've come pretty close to abolishing the Electoral College after a weird election or just a moment in which it seemed obviously a terrible way to pick a president, which it is. But given that Republicans seem to benefit from it, I don't see it changing anytime soon. And the other thing that I've argued for is that we should make our electoral system more proportional to allow multiple parties, that having just two parties in this nationalized, polarized time makes it really hard for this country to work, given how divided and zero sum our politics has become, and how diverse this country is. It just seems absolutely insane to try to force everybody into these two parties. And I think it's creating a lot of problems and a lot of frustrations within the system that are just being channeled into this vitriol and anger.
You mentioned there the diversity of the United States, people's varying political ideologies across the country. What do you think a better model would be, and do you think changing the Electoral College might result in more representation among independents or minor parties in the US?
Well, changing the Electoral College wouldn't do much for minor parties. Making the elections to the legislature more proportional, using proportionally allocated multi-member districts, would allow multiple parties to gain seats in the legislature, which I think would be a valuable reform that would better represent the diversity of Americans, and I think would get us out of what I've called the two-party doom loop, which is this escalating hyper-partisan conflict, which is undermining the shared foundation of democracy, which is that parties can lose elections and it's okay.